about 10 years ago, we decided that water would be our main issue at our company from an environmental point of view. We have, first of all, put measurements in order to be able to measure what we were using, and then afterwards to consciously trying to bring more efficiency in the water usage. But we also, in parallel, have developed new technologies. For example, in the good old time, all Arabica coffee in the world was washed, needed a lot of water, and polluted the water. Today, we have developed a new technology which allows us, for example, to have Arabica coffee without the washing process.
I understand, too, that you've been helping farmers in the various areas that you have operations get better access to water as well. Can you tell us more about that?
Yeah, I mean, we are working with more than 600,000 smallhold farmers all over the world who are our suppliers. In many areas, they didn't have access to sufficient water. So what we did, we established water fountains in the rural schools, and together with education for the children of the farmers' children, we have asked them to take care of the water fountain, for example, and to maintain it. And this has changed quite a lot for those children, because suddenly they were in charge of the most precious resource of the village.
Companies like yours, the food suppliers of the world, have been worried about raw material prices going up. For example, if you're buying cocoa beans to make chocolate, that famous Kit Kat bar that you make, you're paying more for that cocoa. And you worry about a lot of these raw materials. So perhaps by helping out the farmers, you're doing yourself a favour long term too.
There's nothing wrong about that when we look at the problem and we find solutions which are not a zero-sum game. I mean, it seems sometimes people believe that everything in the world is a zero-sum game. You can create win-win situations. You can create value, long-term sustainable value for your shareholders, but at the same time, you can create them for the community you're working with.
Right across the world, we've seen the price of food continuing to climb. It's a big worry in China, for example. You are one of the world's major food companies. Are you going to tell consumers like me we're just going to have to accept that we've got to pay more in the future for coffee, more for chocolate?
Well, first of all, we would have to discuss why agricultural raw materials are increasing. The main reason for that is increased demand. The increased demand, again, comes from a growing population, a change of consumer habits. If you start not only to have a bowl of rice, but you want to have a little chicken or a little pig on it or a little meat on it, you need 10 times more resources for this calorie, whether it is water, whether it is grain, whether it's land, than you need it if you just eat vegetarian. There's a multiplying effect. And then comes a political decision in order to divert food for biofuel. And this is a pure political decision. In the last couple of months, more than 50% of total corn production of the U.S. is being diverted to biofuel. Well, I'm not surprised to read then afterwards that the corn prices are at the highest level they ever have been.